February the 8th, February the 8th, sat here watching Middlesbrough-Sunderland football match and feels like a day to talk a little bit about football. I used to be quite a big football fan and now I'm a sort of moderate football fan. Come clean straight away, I am a Chelsea fan, or as much as I'm a fan of any team, I'm a Chelsea fan, have been for many, many, many years. Feel very uneasy about being one these days, and that's the effect of money on the game, really, which drives me mad. I'm not going to go back to all sort of starry-eyed ideas of, you know, oh, in the old days teams used to win the league with everybody, the team had been born in the same street kind of attitude, but it does strike me that it's got very, very, very money-dominated, very, very, very commercial, removed from the fans, and not a game that really I quite understand why it's so popular anymore. I have to say the amount of ridiculous amount of money that's paid to footballers drives me insane. When I hear of figures like £200,000 a week, £250,000 a week, okay, I know it's not that many, but nobody in the universe, whatever they do, is worth that money. I mean, it is bizarre that when the bankers are being pilloried, quite rightly pilloried, for taking such enormous amounts of money in bonuses, that some of the justification for it is, well, footballers get this kind of money, footballers get more. I don't really care. I mean, one bad thing doesn't make another one right. No matter what you say, the idea of somebody getting £250,000 a week for kicking a football, that's £250,000 a week. If you say the average income in the UK is about £25,000, that means somebody getting 10 times the average annual salary every week. Okay, you pay 50% tax, only 5 times the average annual salary every week. Poor things. Hard to manage, really. And yet football's been in the news today because of Capello going, because of Harry Redknapp being acquitted of tax fraud. I'd like his jury if I'm ever charged with anything, that's for sure. But I'll say no more about that. But Capello has gone, and why is Capello gone? Well, ultimately it's because of the racism rows. Say I'm a Chelsea fan, but I can't in any way justify what John Terry has been accused of doing, or the way he's behaved over being accused. He should have gone straight away, really resigned as the England captain. It can't go on like this, it couldn't go on like that, and indeed it hasn't, because he was stripped of the captaincy. And Capello, as a result, has gone now. And very conveniently, Harry has been cleared of all charges at the same time. So guess who's going to be the new manager? But it is worrying how much racism there appears to be creeping back into the game. It never went away, of course, really. It got very well hidden. And we all know that a large percentage of, a large minority of football fans are fairly dubious in their political views. And the actions of Suarez, Terry and others really just encourages that. So it needs sitting on as fast as possible. As for who should replace Capello, well, Redknapp will probably get it. It's hard to see who else it could be. I'm not sorry to see him go, but as with Chelsea, when the England team play, if they win, I'm happy for a couple of minutes. If they lose, I'm not even upset, I'm unhappy, mildly, for a couple of minutes. It's quite fun, but that real passion that I used to have for the game really has gone, and really has been killed by the Abramovich's and the other money men who have made a mockery of the game. And that's my little rant on football on the day that Capello has gone, February the 8th.